it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
He deserved it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, here's all I'm saying. This is all I'm saying. Go Green Wave! That too. All I'm saying is, if Chance the Rapper were truly one of the greatest rappers,
okay,
he wouldn't need to say he's a rapper in his name.
But it's a play on words.
No, if he Chance. Were truly great, it would just be Chance. And he would be so great, everybody knew he rapped. You see what I'm saying? For example, and this guy's name's come up a lot lately because he's been compared to me, Larry Bird. He doesn't go by Larry Bird, the basketball player, because everybody knows he was great at basketball. Hey, I'm Steph Curry, the basketball player. Yes, yeah, Steph, you're so great. We know you play basketball. But Chance, apparently,
I like it.
Is so peripheral.
You're missing the boat, though.
Is so
we're
peripheral.
Talking about it because Evan's going to see him at the Masonic tonight.
You know what?
Hey.
If he's so good, change his name to just Chance.
Well, there's a lot of guys that you just say one name and you know who I'm talking about. For example, when you, during your soliloquy right there, you mentioned Chance. That's it. And everyone knew who you were talking about.
I don't think
so. Like if I say
I didn't.
Kanye.
No. Nope.
You don't have to say Kanye West. You
Guru? Just
know yay. Yeah, Guru. You know
yeah,
who that is.
Yeah, you say.
You don't give the whole government.
I got to believe a lot of people are with me
no,
on that
No, they're
one.
Not. You
don't say Bob Dylan. You just say
Steiny.
Dylan, and
he
people know you're talking about.
He gets creative with words, rapper, so Chance the Rapper to me is a play.
I got
I
you,
like
Guru
it.
Radio host. I got you.
That's different.
No, I appreciate what you're saying, Evan, the producer.
It's like Ichiro Suzuki. You don't call him Ichiro Suzuki. You just call him Ichiro.
Oh, boy.
What we got?
Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys, text line. Chance is not even a rapper.
He's
now,
more.
I can't speak to that.
He's much more.
Anyway, you're going to see Chance.
What
the
time
rapper,
it starty?
Tonight. Chase Center?
8 o'clock.
No, Masonic.
Masonic, better.
Yeah,
nice venue.
It is a nice venue.
Masonic's one of the best venues in the city.
Who have you seen there?
I've seen a lot of people there. Van Holy Morrison, God. Obviously.
You didn't like that. Before. Remember, you're down on his.
No, but this is when he was. This is when he was actually functional.
I'm uncovered.
In fact, the night I saw him at the Masonic, it was an inspiring performance. He was really sick, and the Masonic's kind of in the round or in that, like, you know, you can get.
Yeah.
They come down right to the stage,
yeah.
And we had great seats. And after every song, he would go back to this little bar stool where he had water, tissues and stuff, and he would just and come back and do another song. He gutted it out.
Literally.
Exactly. All right, well, have fun tonight at Chance's
Concert. I won't ask if you're going with a date. I won't even do
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
I got killed last time. But
not tonight.
Okay. Single, ready to mingle.
We're talking about Brock Purdy and Mac Jones. Let's start out with City Boy, get us into the conversation, and then I want to switch it a little bit to Juwan Jennings, because he's a guy who's been impacted by he'll be impacted and has been impacted by who's quarterback in this team. City Boy, what's going
Our
on,
man?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm great, fellas. How you doing?
Hey.
Doing well.
Really good. I just wanted to say two quick things. One, you know, shout out to Bay Area legend, Filmo legend, Rapping Fote. So you talk about Chance the Rapper. You know, one of the OGs of the game from the Bay is Rapping Fote.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, that's kind of a similar thing, you know. Anyway, and then that Kyrie rejoin with the Mac Maul, that's fire. Y'all got to keep that. That's a great
Scotty don't know
there.
What you're talking about, but I do. Yeah, I got
by the
you.
Way, if you don't know who's on the phone right now, it's City Boy, the P1. City boy, the P1.
Yes, I am.
What's up, buddy?
Yes, I am. Nothing. And I just wanted to say about Purdy, you know, it's funny. And Matt, you alluded to it with the backup quarterback being everybody's best friend, right? Everybody loves the backup. And Mac has done a great job, so I don't want to denigrate him or take away from what he's done, because he has kind of saved the season, right? When Purdy went down, I think there was this kind of consternation in the fan base thinking, here we go with the injuries. Kittle goes down, Purdy goes down. We went 6-10 or 6-11 last year. Here we go again, right? And Mac really did save the day, so I'm not going to really come down too hard on him, but I do want to point out that it's funny. Everyone's on Purdy about this Jacksonville game. When he came in, you know, he tried to come injured and play. He throws for 300 yards, but he throws two picks, gets strip sack, and we lose a one score game. You know, then Mac Jones puts up 6 points in the second half against the Rams, mm-hmm. comes out the next week and loses the game. He throws for 300 yards, throws two picks, and gives up a strip sack late in the game, and he loses by two scores, right? I mean, it's pretty similar, right? I mean, like, isn't good, and I'm not saying, like, he's pretty clean. Him and Purdy are pretty close, but the idea that he's just played out of his mind is
wow.
Or even incredibly is just ludicrous. Like, he's played okay.
Wow.
He hasn't messed it up. He's played pretty decent football. You know, he has a good chemistry with Kendrick Bourne. That's been fun to watch. And I like Mac Jones, but the idea that he's going to supplant Purdy with these, you know, pretty mediocre performances that have ended up in wins. I mean, who did he beat? He beat, Arizona and New Orleans?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, two pretty bad teams. I mean, you know, but
and
I'm
the Rams.
For that.
Yeah, I got you.
And the Rams, where he put up 6 points in the second half, and he didn't look good, but we won the game. You know, the defense won it on that punch out, right? I mean, you know, let's give the defense a shout out there. And, you know, the defense kind of won that game, in my opinion. But Mac hasn't screwed it up either. Like, I like Mac, and I'm happy he's our backup. And I'm, you know, if he needs to play as a starter, if he needs to start a handful of games, I feel very confident in that, you know. But, I mean, the idea that he's going to supplant Purdy to me is ludicrous. Now, if Purdy has a stretch where he looks terrible, he comes back and he's just playing badly. But, you know, and this team is in disarray, too. Let's be honest. I mean, how many players are – I mean, we were missing our starting wide receiver, Ayuk, right, our number one. We were missing our number two in Pearsall. We were missing the number three in Jennings, and we were missing Kittle. I mean, and the team hasn't scored a rushing touchdown in a year and a half, you know. I mean, it's crazy. So, and I'm exaggerating a little there, but it is ridiculous. The injuries have been ridiculous, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, if I'm this team, you know, they got to go out. I mean, use a couple of draft picks and go get a real deal offensive lineman. Go get, you know, like I remember when Tua was having all those injury troubles, or they went out and got, I think it was Laremy Tunsil. But you got to go out and get like when we went and got Trent, right? I mean, you got to go get yourself not just a body, right? You got to go get a real deal offensive lineman to solidify that line. Then everyone can settle down, and I feel like the other guys would get better, you know, if you put in sort of an anchor into that O-line. So I think, you know, that's my take, because I think we got to go get an O-lineman. I would be calling every team in the league right now, you know. I mean, at least the bad teams that would be willing to trade. Obviously, a good team isn't going to trade their best offensive lineman, but anyway.
Appreciate you, City Boy. If I could summarize what City Boy, what his sentiments are, it feels like it would be like this.
Oh, I got him. Go ahead.
If you say, you know, Mac's been great. Mac has been great. What I'm hearing from City Boy is, yeah, he's been great for a backup quarterback.
Mm.
Great. But if you view him as a starter, yeah, he's been okay. Like, he's been okay. He's been pretty good as a starter. But
he talked about the Rams game.
The fact that he's a backup, we're giving him far more grace than we would give Purdy as the starter.
But there's something different, though, Stani. Of what Mac is doing, because he's putting out the stats, and that's just not all on Mac, right? The fact that they had 17 points in the first half against the Rams, and then got 9 thereafter, 3 in overtime. But the bottom line is, then what do you call what he's doing? Because Niner fans had to live through the Brandon Allen experience. Just think about that game last year in Green Bay where they had no chance. Imagine him being behind center when Brock was missing these games. So there's something. I don't know what to put my finger on, but like I told you at the end of the day right now, if business were to close and we were to stop talking about this, all it takes to me to end this is Brock saying, I can go. And I feel like that can still include two more victories by Mac Jones. And because he's been paid and they proposed to him and he accepted, this is his show, man. I just really, truly believe that.
Yeah, I mean, two more wins gets Mac to 5-1 as a starter. I don't know. I do think there's at some point during the season, you know, I mean, if Brock comes back next week, he comes back next week. But as we go game by game, the more Mac Jones wins, if he does, then you just, it's not a matter of do you like Purdy, do you not like Purdy? It's a matter of how late in the season does it have to get for you to make a quarterback change if Mac Jones has quarterbacked 7 games and is 5-2.
Yeah.
That's something that Kyle Shanahan's going to have to figure out.
Hey, not to throw you a curveball, Snotty, but I was going to jump in and ask City Boy. But I'm telling you, man, I fell in love with what I was seeing from Ricky Pearsall. How concerned about you? He didn't practice yesterday. Moving forward about this youngster that's about to miss his third game, possibly. I'm just asking, Stoney, when you see him make these crazy, the one-handed catch against Arizona, the big catch against 4th-and-4 against New Orleans, and then he's on the ground. I'm just like, I want to see him play, but is he on your radar at all of,
He's not on my radar. There are players, professional players, who play for 8-10 years, and they have trouble playing full seasons. Mm-hmm. They just do. For example, look at Steph Curry's first 3 years.
I mean, that was...
Like, seriously.
Yeah. The 4-for-40 contract or whatever it was for, I was like, uh-oh. But yeah, I hear you.
So, I mean...
But how many times do athletes overcome that?
Well, Kevon Looney did. Well, you know, I think a lot. Blake Griffin... Mm-hmm. Missed his entire first year with an injury. So I think there's a lot of players that have overcome, you know, some of it might be just getting used to the NFL. Yeah.
And he was playing like a one, Stoney. He was playing like a one.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Not for nothing, but this on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney's text line is Mac Jones is also playing hurt right now.
But with positive returns.
Mac Jones, the backup.
Yeah. Oh, God, you won't let that go.
I ain't letting that go.
He's doing that and he's playing positive. Brock came in hurt or hampered and we got Jacksonville. That's why I'm eager to see Brock again, just to see. Like, I'm not going to say it's the toe if he says he can go. Like, we've seen Brock had bad games, and you brought up, what was it? How many games did you guys go back? And a lot of people are typing it. Oh, he's this and such since 23. You know, like, even Christmas of the Raven game.
Like, here's what I don't understand. It's like, I don't understand why you consider that cook in the books.
Because it's an indication that's all his fault, though.
I don't care if it is or not. It's an indication.
Well, see, that's unfair.
No, but it's an indication that they have not gotten the production from the Baltimore Ravens game till now. Brock Purdy has not been the quarterback he was before that. And you know what? I ain't saying it. Steve Young said it. Steve Young points to that game as something going on. I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
So
he was MVP candidate at that point with Lamar.
Let's go to Grandpa Daddy.
Our man.
The listener. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Grandpa, hold on. Let's go to Richie
in Queens.
Richie.
Yep.
The next caller.
That's right.
What's up, Richie?
Yes, sir. Okay. Not a whole lot. Sitting over here, I wasn't going to do it, but the last dude started in on it, so I got to go in on it. I got to tell you why Chance the Rapper is such a dope name. I'm with Guru on this one. It's like Chance the Rapper. Get it? Like Chance the Rapper. Take a chance at the rapper.
I love it.
Chance Jordan. Chance Steph Curry in his prime. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
And Chance him. Not only Chance him, but Chance the rapper. What rapper? Any rapper. You see what I'm saying? He's holding it down for the profession, right?
Hell yeah.
You're almost like a rapper. What do you sell? What is your product? Who crafts words for a living? Who sells words for a living?
Wow.
Okay? Now, then you get into the profession. So now you got to hold it off your profession. What's the oldest profession? The only profession is profession. It's to profess. It's to speak. To have something so great that people pay you to speak for the knowledge you can give them. That's called game. 95.7 the game. And I'm out, man. Richie, gotta go.
I love it. Yeah.
That was Richie, the Chance Defender.
Yeah.
So, Steiny, apparently Chance's real name is Chancellor.
Why didn't he stick with that?
Because.
Oh, that would have been money.
However, he adopted the full name Chance the Rapper because no one believed that there could be a rapper named Chancellor.
I love it. I mean,
I think there could.
I mean, no, you don't.
And take it from a middle-aged white guy.
Nah.
I think that would have resonated in the young black urban community.
Hey, this is where you need to be careful. I like that. And he did it with a pimp feel. He broke down. Like, he was pimping that last caller, the way he broke it all down. Chance the Rapper. Evan just gave it to you, Steiny. Chancellor, that wasn't working, buddy.
That's not the oldest profession.
Well,
it's not what they refer to as the oldest profession. All right, let's go to...
Would that be sports writing?
Let's go to Grandpa Daddy.
GPD.
The middle-aged father. Hey, Grandpa. How you doing?
No, I'm just Grandpa Daddy. I'm not Grandpa Daddy the contractor, Grandpa Daddy the OG. I'm Grandpa Daddy.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what they know. When I went to the summit, everybody was like, oh, you Grandpa Daddy. That's all.
See, that's the thing. You don't have to say. You don't have to say Grandpa Daddy the something. Because that's what you are, baby. All right, I got you.
Steiny, Goon, I'm sorry. I got to agree with him. Now, Chancellor, he should have said the Chancellor. That would have been a bomb moniker.
GPD, the Chancellor.
The Chancellor is a rapper. The Chancellor. That would have been tight. But anyway, listen. Hey, by the way, last night we went to Steph's restaurant.
Oh, nice.
How was it?
Not Steph the basketball player. Bourbon Steak. Oh man, it was sweet. Of course, we dropped the G.
Oh my God, my man, getting it. Yeah.
Four people. It was my homeboy's birthday, so
wow.
My homeboy. Yeah, David Ball. I call him David Baller, but he underground plumber. He made big, you know. But anyway, he got reservations for us, and it was nice. It was really nice. And I had the lamb chops, mashed potatoes, and Brussels sprouts, screaming with the crab tartare.
Oh, you got me hungry and thirsty. Look at him.
Nice.
You got to check it out. Hey, but listen, Goo, you guys, now Purdy, there is no controversy.
Okay.
All the talk is in the media. The media is talking about it. I can guarantee you, Man Jones did a good job as a backup. You're right, Steiny. But when Brock's healthy, sure, he ain't got a whip of an arm like Mac, but he got the legs. He can get you out of trouble. And in this day and age, in this NFL, you got to scramble, bro. You got to make plays with your legs. Mac Jones can't do it, bro. But you good backup.
Yeah.
So, Purdy, you get healthy. Look, he brought us to the promised land and almost took us. All the way to the hilltop.
Look at it.
Yeah.
Hey, GPD, hold on, Steiny. Right. Before you go, is he gone?
No, I think he's still there. No, he's there.
No.
He's still there.
GPD, what beverage did you sip on last night? How are the beverages?
Bourbon.
Did he say it?
The International.
Okay. Everything. All right.
The International.
Okay.
I got you.
We got to get there, Steiny.
What does that mean, International? Is that a bourbon?
I guess it's a drink. You would think you would know. Like, they're saying Matt Steinmetz, the Larry Bird of media. Is that how
That's
you
too long. It would be like, welcome back. I'm Matt, the host, and Guru, the beach chair.
Or the contest winner.
Yeah, sure. Contest winner. Yeah, no, you're better. You're like,
no, but you're not good at swag. That's all. That's why you don't get it.
Oh, but what about that Price Waterhouse jacket I had on the other day?
It was.
But what?
The what?
My Price Waterhouse jacket that got PWC.
Oh, yeah.
It got a lot of positive feedback.
I gotta tell you.
I got as much positive feedback on that, over whatever it is, pullover, than I got negative feedback about the Birkenstocks.
But, Stoney, I didn't want to say this to you. That was kind of overdoing it. That was a New York coat.
That jacket looked like it could stop a bullet.
Like, you're not in the snow, but
it was freezing yesterday. It was really cold yesterday in the morning.
I'm like, my boy making me hot. Jesus Christ.
Please don't tell me it looked like George Costanza's big jacket.
You just look like you're ready for Redding winter.
I'm like, man, somebody make
the fire. Let me ask you a serious question. If you had to estimate how many jokes were made behind my back in the last 2 days wearing that, what would you estimate that at?
I've said it before. Oh, don't ask Bron Bron. Oh, man.
Yep. All right.
Man, a G for four people. That's when you're winning.
What, when you're getting a G for four people or when you're giving a G for four
when
people?
When you ain't tripping on going out like that. Wow. We got to get there, man.
You know what's weird is... Like fine dining,
I love it.
I don't need it.
I don't need me.
No, give me a burger and a beer. What, a burger and a beer guy?
I was gonna ask him the ambiance. Was it kind of dark where the tables got the candlelight? You know, they're lit with the lamps with the light. I love that stuff, man.
And Grandpa and Eddie might not be balling every day, but he's stopping by a Michelin every once in a while. Never hurt nobody.
No doubt. Man. No, I don't mean I'll never go to a fine. But you know, a lot of people. They eat out at nice places a lot.
Yeah.
I don't have that kind of money, but even if I did, I'm more of a Matt, the regular guy. That's who I'm more like. Oh, man. This is a question that we've been dancing around too from the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line with the current injuries. And I did kind of want to get into this a little. If Brock Purdy was a healthy quarterback, do you have to take into account like kind of where the offensive line is, or that's a bridge too far? Like we can't, like our offensive line hasn't been good, but it's not really going to change.
Yeah.
So
it was in Seattle.
I can't not bring him back because I don't think my O-line's
and that's not
great.
Good. We know Kyle. He don't come on, Stoney. Just look at the touches McCaffrey has. He doesn't proceed with caution.
Watch the game again, then, Stoney.
Where's she at?
I don't even know who that was.
She checked.
It wasn't Lord.
Oh, she and checked you called me. Her toots.
Oh, she checked me.
That's the one you called toots.
Oh, boy, she checked me. Oh, I'm going to watch tomorrow, toots.
You can't say that.
Of course I can.
Not in the 2020s.
Listen, I heard a guy refer to a woman the other day as darling.
Well, I'm okay with that.
Well, that's the same thing.
No, it's not. Toots is like bimbo. You can't say it that.
A harlot.
Bottom line is, there's no way you can get fired for I'm going to be listening toots.
Well, obviously.
especially when 5 years ago you had the worst take of all time about that one.
Yeah, on Bart.
Yeah.
I got a little nervous.
You shouldn't have. You're allowed to.
Kept looking over at the phone on the bed for it to go off. I got to talk to you.
All right, coming up at 1 o'clock, we got Brian Finneran. He's a host at 680 The Fan. It's a sister station in Atlanta. He played in the NFL 10 years, played 9 years with the Atlanta Falcons. On the other side, I want to get into the Juwan Jennings situation and how the quarterback situation and the 49ers' decision there is impacting him. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. This Sunday night, the kickoff show, Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. It starts at 3 o'clock. They'll have the early games on, beer garden open, DJ and bartenders. They'll be serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. If you're going to the game, you can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. Go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, and sign up now.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The world would be my lab.
Oh, I'm Steph Curry. Don't interrupt me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, so I stumbled upon this in the studio today. Apparently, they're going to be giving these out tomorrow at the Warriors games.
It's radio, so let the people know what you're talking about.
I'm going to hold it up for the YouTube people. It's a bobblehead of Jimmy Butler and Buddy Hield. It's the Butler Hield bobblehead.
I'm Batman.
And as I'm looking at it,
it did pretty good.
A serious thought crossed my mind. There's no way Jimmy Butler likes that. There's no way he likes that bobblehead.
Come on.
He doesn't want to be associated with Buddy.
Wow.
Like,
you're on your own.
I know, but I'll bet you there's some, but in Butler's mind, by the way, keep in mind, he's different. Nobody tells Jimmy Butler how to play or what to do.
Big face coffee.
He's probably like five times the player Buddy Hield is. Why the hell would they put me up there with him?
Well, I mean, Buddy's one of the best shooters to do it, so. Why do you got to be so? And you're going to the game tomorrow.
I think I'm going to, yeah.
The last preseason game, right?
Yeah, why not?
Tuesday, baby.
Why not?
You going to see Hansen?
That's the opener, right?
No, but who are you going to see?
That's a home opener next Wednesday, I believe. Tonight's the Clippers? Tomorrow's the Clips. Last preseason game.
What are they going to do? I mean, they were damn good last year, man. Lost to Denver, had a lead.
I don't know, but it'll be better than the Warriors. There's no doubt about that.
You like Beal?
Bradley?
They have Bradley Beal. No. They lost Norman Powell.
Evan asked, did you like Beal?
I like him coming off the bench.
I think he's going to start for them.
He's not near, the contract's awful, but he's not useless.
No doubt.
He's still all right. Okay, this is what I want to get into. And I'm just kidding. Shut up, Uncle Looney.
What'd he say? Looney's been on fire this whole week.
Don't worry about it.
I can go look.
Yeah, go ahead. And then blurt it out I set up a scene.
I told you about that word, blurt.
Blurt it out.
Yeah. Perhaps.
So, okay, let me set this up. A couple days ago, we had Mark Schlereth on, and it was in the wake of Juwan Jennings and Kyle Shanahan's sideline dust-up, if you will. And Mark Schlereth gave his opinion on wide receivers. And he's really not a fan of certain types of wide receivers, but it started a conversation, and I want to get into it, but here's how it started.
Receivers are like children, you know, a lot of them, not all of them, but most of them are like, the diva ones are like children. One, you're completely dependent. 10 other guys have to do their job exceptionally well for you to sniff a ball. And two, you guys whine and piss and moan if you're not fed. You're just like toddlers. And it's incredible. And like I've said this many times, if you're going to whine and piss and moan, what I would like to do is take you down to one-on-one offensive line versus defensive line and let some defensive tackles put you in a guard and let defensive tackles beat the living piss out of you so that you understand what everybody else has to do for you to sniff a football. It is the ultimate team sport. And that position, to me, is the ultimate dependent in that team sport. We're all dependent on one another doing our jobs, but there's no position that's more dependent on everybody else doing their job than wide receiver. And the fact that you guys don't understand that blows me away. It just absolutely befuddles me.
I don't know. That rubs me the wrong way.
Not me.
Guys, would you say that to Michael Irvin or Jerry Rice or T.O. like that?
No.
And you probably would, but.
No, I don't think he would.
I just don't
but
like
But he's saying it
guys.
To a guy like Juwan Jennings.
But receivers, that they're divas. Throw me the damn ball, Keyshawn Johnson.
But it's okay if Jerry Rice is a diva. It's okay if Randy Moss is a diva. Infants.
I don't know.
It's not okay if Juwan Jennings is a diva.
I wasn't feeling it.
It's also not okay if Ricky Pearsall is a diva right now in this, at this point
in
his career.
But the good ones want the Rock.
Oh, they all want the Rock, even the ones who stink. It's a fact. Okay, this is TJ Houshmandzadeh. He is a former wide receiver, played for the Cincinnati Bengals, and yeah. What's his name? Ochocinco 1 year, and this guy took a lot of his catches in fantasy. Oh, wow. I'll tell you that right now. But anyway, he was asked to react to what Schlereth said, but it's going to get us into a deeper conversation about Jennings and the quarterbacks.
I'll say this. He's right, but Schlereth was a guard. He depended on a center to help him. Please believe it. Everybody on the football field needs the guy next to him playing well in order for him to do his job the best way that he possibly can. If the offensive line doesn't block, the quarterback can't do anything. The running back can't do anything. The receiver can't do anything. If the offensive line blocks and the running back misses his protection, it doesn't matter that you did a great job blocking. If protection is great, the quarterback throws a great ball and the receiver drops it, does it matter? And so football is the ultimate team game. I've played with some offensive linemen that were toddlers, but nobody talks about that. And the guys that I play with, they know who I'm talking about. I played with old linemen that were toddlers. They're crybabies, but nobody talks about it.
All right, I feel TJ, so they played that sound for TJ. That's awesome. What do you got to say about that? There's toddlers everywhere.
Yeah, he wouldn't say it to him, though. See, Schlereth would tell a receiver they're a toddler. Houshmandzadeh wouldn't tell a lineman that he...
Hey, Jerry, you're a toddler. Boy, how would that go over?
So anyway, now we're talking about Juwan Jennings. Where are you at with Juwan Jennings? Because...
Go ahead, Sonny.
I'm not sure where I'm at with Juwan Jennings. But I think, I'm not saying he's a big issue, but it is more than a coincidence. And Evan brought this up.
It was a great.
That he was the one guy who didn't have a great offseason because of his contract stuff. He was the one guy who had the contract stuff, didn't participate in a lot of training camp. Now he's hurt. Now he's playing through being hurt. Maybe in part because he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. But could you make a connection between what happened this summer and why Juwan Jennings now has become an issue with this team?
You could.
And I will.
But Evan also, and this is why I gave him the gold, the Nobel Peace Prize, Steiny, is I don't know if you're aware, and if you guys listening are aware, your boy's getting paid as he goes. I'm talking about Juwan. Third and Juwan style. He's got incentives to meet. And you know what happens when you hit those incentives? You get money. And now I think he's watching Kendrick Bourne run his routes before Kendrick was a Niner. You know, just think about it. And all of a sudden, I'm out here with five broken ribs. I took a contract with incentives. And now I'm not getting nothing. Stoney, I think I would snap.
I don't want to get bogged down into the incentives.
But yards,
but I don't think he has any. That's the point. He only has a games played incentive. Isn't that what John Lynch was talking about?
He said that was last year.
Right.
That he had
one. Right.
Wow.
So I think it's now I may be wrong. Yeah. I don't think I am, but whatever. It's still a matter of clearly he needs to have a good year to maximize his value in free agency.
But is he frustrated?
So that's probably what it is too.
But would you be frustrated if you're out there with five broken ribs and some form of an ankle sprain and you're not getting a rock? Now you could say, Stoney, I don't know.
I just don't have a lot of sympathy for those kind of guys.
So he comes off selfish?
He just comes off like a typical receiver. You know, now.
Why don't I like the way you guys say that?
But now, like, that's why if I just said what I said, somebody could say to me, well, why is it a big deal, Steiny, if every receiver acts like this?
Yeah.
That's a good point. I just feel like...
He ain't good enough to do that?
Kind of, yeah. Mm. Yes, I do. He's a really good player. He's tough as hell, no doubt. But you can't tell me that the team, as you would put it, isn't feeling a certain kind of way about Jennings right now.
Well, that's interesting.
So would you agree or disagree?
The way his incentives are set up is
half of the $3 million added to his year is based on playing 50% of the snaps.
Okay, he's going to do that.
You would hope.
Right.
The other half is based on receptions, yards, and touchdowns.
Oh, my gosh. That's 0.00.
1.5. Effectively is tied up in that.
$1.5 million. Gotcha.
For a guy that's not making a lot.
Appreciate
it. Then that's back on the table. Would you allow that as evidence, Donnie, as far as maybe he's thinking about all of it and I'm not feeling good and I'm 1.5 going out the window? I'm just saying.
Well, you're
assuming.
No. I have a general feeling on incentives.
Okay.
And unfortunately, Juwan, they control those incentives. Like every team controls the incentives for the most part. And we've heard about this a lot. Guys not playing or guys being held out because they're going to hit a bonus or something like that. Remember when and Brady threw to Gronk to get him a bonus or something like that? All I'm saying is if you sign an incentive-based deal,
okay,
you've got to realize that you may not hit them because of the way you're being used. Like, you have to know that.
But I don't think, now...
He can get mad because of
that. They're not throwing him the ball. You know, you didn't practice. You haven't practiced. I mean, when are you getting that rapport with your quarterback, with Mac Jones, you know?
Well, that's the thing. Like, that's a good point. I mean,
But New Orleans, he caught some passes. The Saints game.
Yeah, and Bourne wasn't really a factor in that game. Like... Bourne's better than Jennings when Mac Jones is quarterbacking. And like, to me, that's where I'd be, and I know it's not, but I'd be like, that's a fact. I mean, that's just a fact. Mac Jones and Kendrick Bourne have a history. Wow. Mac Jones and Juwan Jennings have no history.
I got you. And it's
Brock Purdy
out.
And Juwan Jennings have a great connection.
And somebody coming down my road, Steiny and Guru's vacation tracker, on the YouTube chat, and Goo believing he actually has 5 broken ribs. I mean, the man said, you smile. I got to take him at his word.
I said, show me the x-ray. So I'm right in the middle.
But what's that say, though? You're looking at him like
these guys
you don't
do
have
that all
five.
The time. They do that all the time. Actually, they don't do it all the time.
And that's why it was peculiar when I was like, he's supposed to be saying that. Because if I'm in Atlanta, my man's got some five. Just hit him on the side.
Exactly. The issue to me isn't whether he does or doesn't have 5 broken ribs.
I got you.
Apparently, the team wants him to keep his mouth shut about it.
You giving them
or is that
intel.
Too strong?
Yeah.
Is that too strong?
But what if I told you this? He's the least of the Niners' problems right now. Because Bourne's holding it down.
Who's the least?
Juwan.
Well, I don't know.
You got to get open. Yeah, no, I'm not saying he can, but you got to get open. And Kyle said it was a nothing burger, but the bottom line is you got how do we dial up pressure? What's life without Fred? And can we find our run game?
The bottom line also with Juwan Jennings, whether he likes it or not, he ain't a part of the future. They owe him nothing. And this is you want a prediction?
Yeah.
This is going to get worse for Juwan Jennings rather than better, because they're just, you would think, going to get healthier. And when Pearsall comes back, if Mac Jones is quarterbacking with Pearsall and with Bourne.
And Kittle's coming back.
There's a good chance by week 12, he could be expendable, Juwan Jennings. So, I think he's in trouble. I just think he's a short timer here.
Man, through 6 games, Stoney, and I'm stealing from Jim Molay, but I won't give you his answer. What's the best story on the Niners through 6 games?
The best?
Yeah.
Positive?
Yeah.
It's Mac Jones.
Eddie Pinero. I have to
disagree.
Okay.
I have to disagree.
Tell me why, though. This dude's been a guy.
Because Moody stunk, and they're competent kickers laying around all over the place. He's come in, and he's hot early.
Early and often, dude's making everything, man.
No, he's been great, but he hasn't. Mac Jones is the story of the year. Mm. What would you say? Because everyone's going injuries, and then we'd be like, well, injuries were the story of the year in 20, 22, 24, 25. So, yeah, injuries are a big story.
What if I say
best story?
What if I say Kyle's the best story? in regard to, you could say, and look, Robert Saleh's incredible, but the bottom line, man, this team's 4-2. It starts and ends with the head coach, and this dude's putting out fires left and right, trying to do what have you. I got to give him his credit, and if you're going to say Mac Jones, and I'm with you, I mean, who? That's another. Come on, man. He's the captain of the ship. Yeah.
No matter what happens, no matter who quarterbacks on Sunday, no matter if Kittle's back or not, if the 49ers lose Sunday, all that goes out the window with Shanahan. You're 4-3.
But you're still over 500. Yeah, still in it.
It's not the greatest coaching job of all. They're 4-3.
Well, we're asking the question while they're 4-2.
Right, and all I'm saying is just like with Mac Jones, they lose on Sunday. We're not going to be talking about nobody's going to call in here and say Kyle Shanahan has had a great year.
No, but what we're doing now is just saying we're passing the exit and we're reading it. And right now it says through six games, dude's got his team in position. Now that can go the other way south real fast. But right now, Stani, today as we talk on this Thursday before Friday, I got to tell you, man, I mean, how can you not just look at this? I mean, even Romo and Nance were saying it.
Because it's too early to say that. Well,
the injuries are happening so fast and rapidly that you kind of, like, if they were 2-4, you'd be like, yeah, they just
Here's the other thing. Like, I can't, like, if they're 4-2, he's doing the greatest coaching job ever, and then acknowledge that, oh, Steiny, they could be 2-4. Well, if that's how close 2-4 is from 4-2, I mean, what? He's having a great year because he made three great decisions during two wins or something like that. I mean, he's coaching and his strengths are appearing like they always do. And I don't know what people think his weaknesses are.
Yeah, nobody's going to blame him for the injuries, right? We talked about it.
Some people do. Absolutely.
That is amazing. I don't even know where to start, what's fair and what's foul. Ricky Pierce,
I don't want to be a jerk, Ricky, but you thought he got Trey Lance hurt?
That was a play. He didn't treat him like fine china up the gut, but Ricky Pierce, and you're going to laugh, he showed up to OTAs with a hammy. All I'm saying, that's not what ails him now, is that's not Kyle's fault. That was the offseason before the offseason. What? How are you so young and dealing? What were you doing? So that's not on Kyle.
Right, you're picking one injury. I mean, listen, I'm not here to say Kyle Shanahan's the reason the 49ers get hurt. I'm just saying there's a lot of people out there that think there's something going on with Kyle Shanahan's system where he can't keep players healthy for a long enough period of time.
It's incredible, man.
Like, I think there's probably dozens of reasons why these guys have gotten hurt over the years, and one of them may be the way Kyle Shanahan coaches or runs practice, but I don't think that's what it's all about.
We're in the fast lane now. I'm just letting it all hang out. Stani, do you really believe Kyle wanted Mac in that draft?
Nope.
48 hours before the draft?
Nope.
I don't either. Because I don't believe there was anybody, owner included, that would have vetoed whatever he wanted to do. Like, he runs the show.
Well, I think it more is
I really, truly believe that.
Kyle Shanahan doesn't seem like the kind of guy who gets talked into something if he truly believes what he believes. And this is how I think of Shanahan. If he thought Mac Jones was better, he would have picked Mac Jones, period. Now, that can still be talked about today. I believe if Kyle Shanahan comes to the conclusion that Mac Jones is better than Brock Purdy, he's going to play Mac Jones. He will. That's what I believe Shanahan.
Then we're talking about what sample size do you need for Kyle to be like, okay, I've made my decision.
No, it's about if Mac Jones goes a couple more games and
they win,
and Kyle Shanahan's telling his staff, and Mac lets us do so many more things, then he's going to go with Mac Jones. And he'll, you know what he'll say though? Brock's, we're just being cautious. He's still not there. But then what'll happen is it'll get too late in the season And he'll say, you know, now it's a little too late in the season, so I'm going to keep going with Mac. Like, he'll rationalize it without saying, I think he's better. But, and here's the other thing. If Kai, this is the way I always think of a coach. If Kai Shanahan thinks Mac Jones is...
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Better than Brock Purdy, then he has to play him. I don't care about the money. Like, he has to play him.
Yeah. Well, what about
and if he doesn't?
All right, go ahead.
Then why is he why would you hire a coach with convictions that you like and you trust him to be your head coach, and then you're asking him to not trust his gut on which players he thinks are the best on the team?
I got something for you. What about what we heard a couple years ago in camp? Trent Williams and Fred Warner coming off the football field talking about Brock Purdy walking in front of them. That kid's got something. And then Kyle mentioned into somebody in the organization to where this dude might be our best quarterback. But yet they didn't come out in week one trying to scratch that itch. It was still Jimmy.
I put no credence.
You don't think that would – they
like Brock. They like Mac. Like, I think they like them both. Like, I'm talking about the team. I think the team likes Brock Purdy. I think the team likes Mac Jones.
I agree.
So it's up to Kyle Shanahan to make the right decision for the team. And I don't believe the team saying, we believe in Mac Jones. We don't believe in Brock Purdy.
No.
I think they're saying, you know what? This guy, Mac Jones, has done a nice job. He's tough as nails. Brock's not healthy. When the time comes, coach will make the decision on who goes, and we're good with either.
Yeah, it's just, nobody wants to hear this, but in the guru computer, Stani, it just seems like we're headed some way to the ROI, return on investment with Mac Jones is through the roof at $3.5 million. And then you have that question, will Brock ever live up to the contract he got?
Yeah, and it's funny.
That's what's crazy about, but yet you're still getting the same football to a degree.
No, I get the contract is a factor, but it – contracts cannot. This is my feeling. They can't determine your playing time. Contracts. I don't care if it's a quarterback,
but
a lineman.
Didn't Jake Moody's draft position give him
for a while, but you can't.
You get the benefit of the doubt. That's all I'm looking for.
But if a guy can't, okay, Moody had a year. Hey, he was all right. Moody had another year. He wasn't that great. Moody had another year. He still wasn't that great. You're gone. You're gone. You're not. We got to get a kicker in here who's better than you because you've stunk
for
us.
But I think the politics of the money matter.
I think the politics may matter, but if Kyle Shanahan said, yes, I make some decisions based on a guy's contract, he would never say that. I don't think a coach can be successful coaching like that. Now, coach may have to make an unpopular decision. You know who we can talk to about this next segment is Brian Finneran, 10-year NFL wide receiver, played 9 years with the Falcons. He now works for our sister station in Atlanta, 680 The Fan. We're going to talk to him at 1 o'clock. We'll take your calls. In the meantime, head on over to YouTube and Twitch. See Steiny and Goo by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all of our great content right here at the game.
Sports, man.
Hey, y'all, it's Willard and Dibs. Today at 5, it is back.
Yep.
Not quite yet Warrior basketball, but Steve Kerr.
Which is awesome. It's the precursor to actual basketball and a great interview, the best in the Bay.
No one's better at talking it out. Maybe he'll be cooking. Maybe he'll be out about town. Maybe his dog will appear. Dogs are barking.
Sorry about my dog. Hey, cut it out. Hey, Bay Area, slam dunk and save lives with Stanford Blood Center. Donate blood during October, and you'll be automatically entered to win tickets to the Golden State Warriors game on Christmas Day. Every time you donate, you can help up to three people, bringing strength and support to individuals and families when they need it most. This is our way of saying thank you for being a hero in your community. Visit StanfordBloodCenter.org to learn more and schedule your donation today. That's StanfordBloodCenter.org.
Hi, it's Bonte, here to talk about River Islands, the most successful lifestyle community in Northern California. Speaking from experience, I know that it only takes one visit to see why. The schools are top scoring and built right into the community. There are more than a dozen parks, open spaces, and playing fields, and another dozen lakes for kayaking and paddleboarding. The town center is getting started, so you'll be able to shop, stroll, dine, and attend events, all right in your community's backyard. It's the good life. Come to life. Currently, there are 15 unique neighborhoods, each offering a different take on the Delta lifestyle. The choices are yours. In-home size, style, bedroom count, and location. Two bedrooms to six bedrooms, one story or two, even multi-generational suites. What's more, the pricing is as varied as the homes, with prices ranging from the $600,000s to well over $1 million. Start your tour today at riverislands.com. That's riverislands.com. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.